Yeah, I've never had much luck with solar. Granted, these were cheap Chinese. I mean, they're all Chinese, I'm sure, but not great quality panels. And being in Michigan in the winter, good luck. Like, I just checked one of my cameras. I have four solar cameras outside, and the one that has the most motion, I'm going to have to get up on my 8-foot ladder today, take it down and charge it because it's too cold to charge. So that's my complaint with solar. That's not necessarily the solar panel's fault. It's the battery protection inside the unit. But, yeah, I know there's better stuff out there. I know I want to jump into it, but I do have a generator. I do have fuel. I do have battery banks. I do have life bows. I did find another battery company that I think I'm going to give a shot. It's called EcoWorthy. They're super cheap on Amazon, but have super good reviews. And from what I've read, all cells come from China. It's just a matter of their A-class or B-class or C-class or whatever they rate them as. But these EcoWorthys are supposedly pretty good, and you can get a 50-amp-hour for like $150 or something stupid cheap. So I plan on getting one of those and just keeping it on a tender and using that as needed or if I need it at any point. 50-amp-hours will give me tons of talk time on pretty much any of my radios at any power, 100 watts or less, that is. So, yeah, I don't use anything yet. I've got, like I said, I got batteries but no solar, but it's on the list. But on that note, I got to jump out here. I'm at the office, so good roundtable this morning. It was very, very good conversation. I learned a lot. So I'll catch everyone later, maybe this afternoon. If not, have a good day. N8DBF.